Sergeant Matt Ames, MATT, AMES, Public Information Officer for the Putnamville State Police Post. Mr. Chapman, who is the superintendent for the South Vermillion School Corporation. At approximately 0936 this morning, we had an unfortunate event here at South Vermillion High School. There was a class that was being taught through a program that is teaching new students how to become a police officer. Tim Despennant, a Vermillion County Sheriff Deputy with 19 years of service of the department, it was the instructor for this the class. And they were going through scenarios today about how to deal with a bad guy. Unfortunately, in the event, a student was struck by a round from a service revolver that Deputy Despennant had. Once that did occur, the first aid was immediately administered to the student. That student then was subsequently transported to a local hospital in Terre Haute, where that individual was receiving medical care. It's a superficial wound, non-life-threatening, and there will be no surgery for that student. At that time, the Indiana State Police, at the request of Sheriff Dave Phelps of the Vermillion County Sheriff's Department, requested that the Indiana State Police conduct an investigation.
Do we know how old this victim is, and is it male or female?
It's a male student. He's a senior here at South Vermillion High School, and when I got on the scene, he was being treated by the EMTs and seemed to be in very good spirits and pretty much joking around with everybody, so we felt very good about that.
That's good. And where did this actually happen at, inside the school?
It was in one of our vocational classrooms in the back of the building where they hold their classes.
And how many kids were part of this demonstration?
There were approximately, I think, 8 to 10 students in the classroom at the time.
Okay. And how were the parents of the student notified?
The parents were notified by the school principal, and they met at the hospital in Terre Haute and doing well.
And with a drill like this, you know, it's obviously for a vocational course. Is this kind of standard practice, you know, in terms of using what type of gun they're using? Kind of how does that work?
They use dummy guns, plastic guns. In this situation, it was a mistake that was made on behalf of the sheriff deputy. Unfortunate incident, but I mean, they've gone through this training quite frequently, so it was just one of those unfortunate incidents.
And so, just to be clear, this was a real gun that was used in the drill?
Yeah, this the deputy service revolver.
Okay.
And you may have asked this already. Can you tell us anything about the student, their age, male, female, that kind of thing?
Male student, 17 or 18 years old. He's a senior here in high school.
Okay. And then can you tell us what's next for the investigation?
The Indiana State Police will be conducting an investigation. We will be talking to every student that was inside of the classroom, and we'll also be speaking with the deputy who was instructing the class, and then we have crime scene investigators that will be going through the classroom, taking all the evidence, and at the conclusion of all that and the investigation being done, we will turn that information over to the Vermillion County Prosecutor's Office for review.
And so is the classroom shut off right now where no one can get into it to preserve it?
The classroom is shut off. It's just like what a normal crime scene would be conducted by the Indiana State Police. The school, you can talk about the school situation.
Right now, the school was put on lockdown. We followed our emergency protocols as per the standard. And once everything was taken care of, the student was released to the hospital and the law enforcement agencies were conducting their investigations. Students were kept in their classrooms. We're just now getting ready to release now that with the everything taken care of. The students go to lunch and then resume the normal operations for the rest of the school day.
So school will remain as normal for the rest of the day, I take it?
We are keeping school running the rest of the day as normal. Some parents have requested to take their kids home, which is fine, but for the most, kids will be in school. There's no danger. Everything is back to normal.